just to kind of orient everyone to the various different treatment modalities we have available. There is an algorithm that I put together for a ASH education booklet, which shows, you know, in patients who are eligible for intensive chemotherapy, it's important to subgroup them into a couple different categories. So there are patients with CBF AML, that stands for core binding factor AML, patients with either an inversion 16 or an 821 cytogenetic abnormality. These patients are exquisitely sensitive to gemtuzumab in combination with intensive chemotherapy. So I always prioritize that for those patients. And then there are patients with FLT3 mutations, like our patient. In that setting, for patients who are eligible for intensive chemotherapy, you think about using intensive chemotherapy and adding a FLT3 inhibitor, because we know that that leads to improved survival in those patients. And I'll also mention CPX351. We had mentioned is specifically approved in this setting for patients with therapy-related AML or AML with MDS-related changes. I'm going to ignore kind of the second row of the various different options for patients who otherwise don't fit into one of those classifications, because all of these are under clinical trials right now to evaluate whether the addition of other agents are appropriate. On the right side is patients who are ineligible for intensive chemotherapy. And here, it's important to remember, as we've mentioned already, that the hypomethylating and low-dose cytarabine as single agents are the old standard, which can be appropriate, but also adding venetoclax or glastegib is now approved as a standard of care, as they improve the remission rates and improve the overall survival when you add those small molecule agents. And there are the targeted therapies, so FLT3 inhibitors and IDH1 and IDH2 inhibitors, which can also be appropriate for patients with those specific mutational targets.